はよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
こんにちは、夏子です。
Peter here。
四字熟語
Lesson 10 A close call。 So today we have a couple of exciting four kanji character phrases.
Yes, this seems pretty dramatic.
Yeah, and I think the best way to kind of explain it is just to jump right in. So, Natsuko-san, what do we have first?
危機一髪
A close call. A close shave. Really good expression. Okay, one more time, nice and slow.
危機一髪危機一髪
Now let's take a look at the four kanji characters individually, what they mean.
危
Dangerous.
危
Occasion.
一
One.
髪 or 髪
Hair on the head. So literally we have dangerous occasion, one hair on the head.
What in the world is this?
It's all going to make sense. I think what we want to do now is look at the two kanji character compounds, and that'll give us, I think, a bit of a clearer idea. So what do we have first?
危機
So this is crisis or danger. What's the second two character kanji compound?
一髪
A hair's breadth. So when we put it together,
危機一髪
A situation in which danger comes within a hair's breadth.
So a quite narrow escape, right?
Oh, yes.
Hair's breadth.
So it is a very, very close call. Extremely close call. There's another phrase that I think could really sum it up well.
Yes. 九死に一生を得る
And it means to barely escape death or escape by a hair's breadth. So you kind of get the severity of this phrase.
九死 means like 90% death and 一生 is 10% life.
So you were able to get the 10% life out of a chance that was 90% death.
Yes, 9-1.
9-1. Not good odds. So, let's take a look at how we use this phrase. This phrase is often used as an adverbial phrase, like
危機一髪で
So, with the particle で For example
飛行機から火が出たが乗客は危機一髪で救助された
The plane caught fire, but all the passengers escaped by a hair's breadth.
うーよかった
Oh yes, よかったですね Now, this can also be used as a noun.So, when you come within a hair's breadth of something, and you could say it was a close call. For example,
隣の家にトラックが突っ込んだんだ。危機一髪だったよ。
A truck crashed into a house next door. It was a close call. For the neighbors.
ねえ、隣の家は poor neighbors.
何も言いません。Like, I can't, there's nothing to say. Like, yeah, for him, it's the close call.
Yes, I hope no one was there.
Okay, our second phrase is,
喜怒哀楽
Emotions. Literally, delight, anger, sorrow, pleasure. We'll cover that in a minute, but emotions.
喜怒哀楽喜怒哀楽
What's the first character?
喜
Delight.
怒
Angry.
哀
Sorrow.
楽
Pleasure. So, 喜怒哀楽 means various emotions people have in common. And it's not really limited to just these four.
Yes.It's all kind of emotions that people have.
And these four happen to be the representatives. Okay, how do we use this expression?
Usually used as a noun. And it's usually used for someone who's really emotional.
Heart on the sleeve.
Yes.
Yeah, and in Japan, if you ride a subway train, you can see that there's not too many people wearing their heart on their sleeve.
そうですね。Maybe you kind of see do, anger. Maybe not so many ki and raku.
Not too much delight and pleasure. Yeah, usually on the morning train, I'm pretty much the only one smiling if it's a good day.
You're smiling?
Sometimes I even greet people.
Oh, really?
Ohayou gozaimasu.
Wow.
Yeah.
How nice.
It's interesting. Interesting experiment. Okay, so let's take a look at some sample sentences to get a closer look at the usage.
私は喜怒哀楽が激しいのでもう少し穏やかになりたい。
I'm too emotional. I want to be a bit more subdued.
I kind of understand that. Me too.
See, if you can understand these phrases and these sample sentences, all written by a Japanese expert on this, then I think you could kind of really understand more how Japanese people think.
Right.
Which is the main goal of, you know, going through the Japanese wisdom. What do we have next?
彼は喜怒哀楽がすぐ顔に出る。
So, his feelings show on his face. Or, his feelings show in his expression. It makes it seem like he's very emotional.
Mm-hmm. But it also can mean, you know, someone very frank.
Really?
Yeah, I think so.
Hmm. 勉強になりました。Okay, so inside the PDF, again, there are the 2 4-character kanji phrases, plus the meaning of all the characters, the sample sentences, and a further explanation. This is a really good chance to see the characters. Listen to the podcast, see the characters. Also, in the review track, you can repeat after a native speaker so you can really get the hang of saying this.
それじゃあ、今日はここまで。
And, an interesting point, while we were recording this, there was an earthquake. So if you want to see our natural reaction to the earthquake, stop by and get the bonus track.
危機一髪だったね。